Welcome to the Ray Rasmussen Podcast, the official ASMR experience brought to you by Raymond Rasmussen. No, but seriously, okay, quick question. Does anybody know where coffee mugs go to? Because I used to have a pretty robust collection of coffee mugs, and I don't know where most of them have gone. Probably the same place where socks disappear to. So, I've been kind of going through the process of painting this office, right? And I've been working on it. Now, it's not a big office, pretty small office, but I've been working on it for like the last, I don't know, week. And on one hand, I've been sort of like hating on myself a little bit. I'm like, this is like a one-day job. Like, if you would just do everything, put your nose to the grindstone and just do it, you probably could have got it done in 2 days. But here I am, like day six or seven, and I'm just finishing up doing some of the doors. And I was sort of thinking about like what is that? And I've kind of come to a conclusion. I've sort of realized something about my workflow, or more so like about my strategy for just accomplishing tasks. And I think some of it's probably related to some chemical imbalances. Like, everybody in my family is being diagnosed with ADHD. And although I haven't been diagnosed, I see a lot of those tendencies in myself. So this sort of rapid switching of attention. So how that sort of manifested in my workflow or just my general approach to life is I regularly juggle a bunch of different projects. And as a result of juggling all of those projects, the progress on any one of those day to day is like incremental. Like, I will spend 30 to 45 minutes on maybe any one thing, maybe less. But the end result is that I end up finishing all of these things at some point, but day by day, week by week, if you were to measure any one thing kind of in a vacuum, you'd be like, what the hell? Why didn't you just deep focus and paint your office in one day? And the reality is, the truth is that like, that's just not how I work. I seem to work best. My mental health seems to be at its best when I, you know, do 30, 45 minutes doing one thing. Could be writing music, could be writing, I don't know, something with words, it could be painting, it could be doing housework, whatever. It's that switching every 45 minutes keeps me happy. And I think maybe it's just been how I've adapted to having ADHD. I think it's just sort of the strategy I've come up with to deal with this physiological predisposition to switching my attention whenever anything gets below a certain threshold of interestingness. So I wonder like how other people work. Like, I think there are probably a lot of people out there who can do this deep focus thing, and I'm very jealous of all of you that can. But I also wonder, like, are there other people out there who are like me, who will juggle half a dozen projects and spend just a little bit of time with each one, you know, every day or maybe every couple days, depending on how many you're juggling? And if you are like me, how are you organizing it? Because I've been doing a really bad job of it recently. I've been just kind of winging it, you know, whatever I feel like doing that day. But I've kind of got enough things going right now that I really probably should come up with some other kind of organizational process, maybe a Trello board. Lord knows I abuse Trello enough already, but maybe when it comes to even outside of work projects, I could use Trello to sort of keep track of, okay, painting the office today, okay, write a new song, maybe part of this day. I don't know. I haven't really thought it through all that much. But I wonder how do other people work? Like, do you deep focus? Do you work on one thing at a time for long periods of time? Do you switch it up? Are you extreme like me and every 30, 45 minutes you're doing something else? And what are the benefits and drawbacks of both of these relationships to work? And does it even matter? Like, is this something that you feel like you can cultivate? Do you feel like it's something that there are a lot of variables and some of those are out of your control? Like, in some way, I feel like having this physiological predisposition to not being able to focus kind of makes the deep focus thing less of an option. When I have tried to do it, I've always just been so frustrated by my inability to do it. And of course, you can say, well, Ray, it's something that you can cultivate over time. Sure, maybe, but I don't have a lot of fun doing it that way. I like kind of being piecemeal. I liked working with one thing and then going to work on something else. And then I'll have some insight about the thing that I was just working on. So then I'll go back to that. And I don't necessarily feel like that's a bad thing, but there are definitely pretty significant drawbacks, like deadlines are tough, especially when a deadline is looming. But then on the flip side, I can do a lot of stuff. And there have been a lot of times where my sort of generalism has been exactly what was needed, because I feel like more and more we're living in a world of specialists and everybody ends up in these kind of silos of expertise, but there are very few people who can see the bigger picture. So in a way, this sort of relationship to work where I'm juggling a bunch of different things and I'm building a bunch of skills that maybe on the outside seem maybe a little bit random, actually are helping me build this sort of larger base of knowledge so that when I'm coming to a project that is multifaceted, you know, like if we need a videographer for something, it's like, okay, yeah, I know a little bit about videography. Or we need a programmer. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know a decent amount about programming. Or maybe there's some kind of agreement that I have to sign. It's like, okay, I have some business acumen. I speak a little bit of this language. And I think that's honestly a lot of the benefit of being a generalist. You may not be an expert in any one domain, but you at least can speak some of the language, which makes it a lot easier when you're bringing people onto your team to accomplish a task. Understanding the jargon really goes a long way. And even more than that, it helps you understand the value of the people you're bringing in. And one, it allows you to make better decisions when it comes to pricing. But two, it also goes a long way when building relationships, because you understand the value they're bringing and can contextualize your gratitude a little better because you really understand what it is that they're accomplishing for you. And I don't even care what industry you're in. Could be the music industry, could be the catering industry. Those relationships, those professional relationships are foundational. And you might not see the impact of them in the short term, although obviously you will on whatever that project is. But in the long term, being able to express genuine gratitude to the people you work with can have a significant impact on the long-term viability of whatever it is you're doing. Because if you suck, word spreads and it's going to become harder and more expensive to wrangle high-quality talent. And if word really spreads, the end consumers will become aware of how toxic maybe you are to the people you work with. And it can impact long-term sales. I mean, I think Arch Enemy was an interesting example of that. Arch Enemy is this metal band, for those of you who don't know. And they had shared, I believe, this photographer's image without getting the okay from them. And the photographer reached out and said, hey, look, if you're going to use the image, like, you know, like you to, I think it was like donate $100 to this cancer research thing, which was like pretty good cause, I thought. And the band's response was basically like kiss off, and normally photographers appreciate having their work shown as much as possible, I think. And that's obviously a pretty crummy response because they didn't have the right to use that photograph in the first place. And the drama that ensued after that was pretty brand damaging. I know it definitely sort of changed the way I look at Arch Enemy. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful and cherish our professional relationships. And being able to speak the language of the people we work with helps us cultivate those relationships because it makes it easier to understand the perspective and appreciate the quality of the work they're doing. So that's what I got today. Where do coffee mugs go? Does anybody else juggle like 50 projects at a time? And just be nice to people, which I know sometimes is really, really hard. But hey, do your best. That's all you can do anyway.